The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 54. I can't get over camels. I don't mean by that I have trouble surmounting them. I mean that to me, they are endlessly fascinating and wondrous beasts whose way of being in the world is something very strange to me. Unless you are trying to get them up a tree or over a river, or if you are quite mad, both at the same time, then they are relatively unflappable and reliable means of conveyance. And in the desert, they are untiring and borderline cheerful travelers. Their rhythmic sway and gently nodding heads provide one with quite a pleasant and relaxing passage through or over the hotter, sandier regions of this old globe. I found myself slipping into a kind of soothing reverie as we moved along. Even the heat seemed not to bother me much, although it, combined with the gentle rocking of my mount, was making me a bit sleepy. But what reason was there to resist, I thought? Why shouldn't I spend a portion of this trip across the desert napping? Surely my camel was capable of following along behind the others without my direction? What value was there to my continued consciousness? I gave up the struggle and nodded off. I would have liked to have dreamed some magnificent and interesting dream involving far-off lands and marvelous adventures and whatnot, so that I could report it to you now. But I did no such thing. I could make something up, I suppose, but that would be cheating. In point of fact, what I dreamed was that I was crossing the desert on a camel. I don't know how long I slept, but when I awoke, I was still rolling along through the same desert, roughly the same distance behind Alvi and ahead of Roger. In other words, not a thing had changed. Looking around the dunes, I could perceive no difference in the terrain. Everything was as it was before I nodded off. It was as if we had traveled no distance and no time had passed. At that moment, I realized that our trip across the great desert was going to be very tedious. I began to think back to the trips I had taken with my parents as a child. My sister and I had amused ourselves by playing games in the back seat. But it was clear to me that a rousing game of punch buggy, or I spy, or even 20 questions was not really going to work in this unvarying landscape. I must come up with some other way of amusing myself, or I would lose my mind.